Hello, good evening. Welcome to Disco Saloon. I'm McKeef and I'm joined here with Beanie, aka Beanstalk, aka Bean, aka Young Loco Yoko. To my right, I've got Chez, aka Bradley, aka Chesney Hawks, aka Young Satellite Sea Spray. And also to my left, I have Jay. So, what's on our mind today, guys?
So, I'll kick us off. I think we should do a wee introduction to ourselves, each individually. We'll do a wee bit. That cool with yous?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Totally.
Yes, sir.
Cool. I'll kick us off. And we'll just do, like, who we are, so he's got a wee bit of background on us. So, I'm Musa Dembini, but my name is Aaron, right? So, like, maybe folk won't know that, because she's a probably randos for, like, South America or whatever. But anyway, my name is Aaron, and I'd make, like, daft TikTok videos where I'd just be stupid for, like, somewhere between 30 seconds and a minute. And that's about the extent of my knowledge when it comes to media-type stuff. So that's it. I'll pass over to Bradley.
Oh.
And you can come in, sir.
Silver medal. Second. Let's go. my name's Bradley. I also go by Chesney. That was a nickname in school because I happened to be a redhead Fanta man.
Mm-hmm. Fanta pubes.
Fanta pubes and boo pubes, whatever beverage you would like with orange colouring, I'm there.
Dandelion and burdock.
Mate, I'll take it. I'll take it. I never heard that in school, but I mean, that's a bit more smetter than aye. I've got a drama degree, but I work in social care. And I'm here. That's the math.
My man can act. I'd like to add that my guy is a good actor. Also, that's my brother.
So we're brothers.
We're brothers. So just for the record.
I know we don't look alike, but we are actually related. Share the room and all that.
Yep.
So I know what his back looks like, if you came what I mean. He came what my back looks like.
Yeah, I think you should pass it on.
Right. Calamine McIntosh McFadgen.
So
I pass it to you.
I'm Calamine McIntosh McFadgen, Callum McKeef for short.
Yes.
I'm in a band. I'm a writer. I like to write songs. I like to write little movie things. I used to DJ. I'm still open for bookings if you guys want.
Yes.
Not weddings. Fuck weddings. I'm not doing any fucking weddings.
That's you.
Just clubs, bars. No, none of that fucking whack, fucking Tina Turner shite.
Simply the best.
None of that. Definitely none of that. And I did journalism. So I used to interview loads of random people. Interviewed a doctor who was curing cancer once. It was wild.
Sounds cool.
We'll get into that at a later date. That was cool.
Yes.
But that's me. Was once voted most likely to become famous at secondary school.
That's pretty
and
cool.
That is cool. The highest achievement I've had thus far. I think,
time.
I actually won Young Musician of the Year when I was 11 for playing the guitar.
There you go, mate.
That's
but
cool.
Yeah.
There's still time.
There's loads of time for loads of awards. So, Jay Martin.
So, I'm just Jay, the only one without a nickname.
Yes,
the only one without a nickname? Aye.
Jay Martinez.
Because, I mean, Jay basically.
Jay Martinelli.
Jay Martinelli. Jay. Don't know. I don't even like that. Never
Jason.
Mind. Jason Derulo.
Jay Steve Martin.
So, hi, I'm Jay. I'm a 27-year-old film and media student.
Whoa.
Work part-time at a retail shop which will remain nameless just in case they come and sue my ass.
They do get scranned.
That's all we'll say.
That's it.
I've worked in a couple of retail shops, so we'll just I'll no name them so that they don't come and sue my ass and have to get sacked and stuff like that.
The block, man. You've been running the retail scheme.
I've been running the retail scheme. I was gonna say, I don't know. I'm like the ultimate man of culture. I like to think he is, and then
you're
ultimate man of culture, and you're like, well, I'm not as cultured as him, but I'm more cultured than
most these names.
Say top 10% of cultured people in the UK.
Top 10% of cultured people in the UK.
UK and hangs about hangs, man.
Yep.
I would just want to say top 15 in Europe.
Aye. I can hings.
Yeah, there's a chance. I think there's a chance in there.
I can hings about hings, and that doesn't mean I can fix your sink or your plumbing or whatever.
it's the perfect. You're the perfect pub quiz contestant, I think. You should really be on the chase.
I should be on the chase.
I've actually always said every time I watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I would want Jay Martin as my phone of fame.
You'd just get in the 250k question. Do you know what I mean? I'd probably phone Jay, man. If it was anything.
That's the best sell of all time. If you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you needed a question answered,
I'd be phoning you.
There is also a chance, but you would phone me and I would say, I've not got a fucking clue. Why did you phone me? You've got a 50-50 chance of me either definitely knowing it or being like, why would you waste your question on me? Anything else about me? I don't even know. That's it. I'm
just really handsome as well.
Aye. Extremely.
Right, but I can't sit here and say, here's some things about me. I'm a filming media student. I work in a show and I'm handsome, because that's not going
to
cut my
mustard. That's it, to be fair.
I'll let other folks say the nice things for me and I'll just degrade myself into the earth. Anyway, I'll stop talking.
That might get to my quote of the week, because I just spark something with it. Quote of the week.
You might pull that out that early.
I mean, I'll go there. I can. We've got some stuff we might discuss, but I'm only going half of what you said. So
you do,
it's not really a quote, but it's more like a phrase that fits, like when folks spend a lot of time talking about themselves and they have to almost prove themselves. It's like, don't tell other people that you're great, let other people tell you. Something like that. But it's like, if you're really good at something, folk will tell you you're good at it rather than you having to prove to other people that you're. Bye, that's where I go, because you were like, oh, let other people tell me.
Thanks, bestie, that was nice.
So you'd be great at
basketball.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Or basketball?
Who wants to be a basketball player? Shooting hoop. Basketball player?
I would love to see you face off with Anne Hegarty after Chase.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Michael Jordan or something.
Wait, is Anne Hegarty the beast?
What's she called?
Is that what she's
called?
It's Mark Labette.
The beast is a bigger guy.
She's
the guy.
Is she not? Oh, no. The Duchess is the other one.
Is she the jailer?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, that felt right.
She's the tough one. I don't even know,
she
man.
She's like fucking solid.
I would love to see it. You and her facing off, man.
Get your own man. I'll pay them.
Should be actually doing your neck, man. Like Gina. Like, do you know? I'd love it, man.
Capo of Uruguay, Montevideo.
He cans.
I'll take the 100k tap one, man. Screw yous.
What is your favourite game show at the moment?
I don't know if I watch many game shows, actually, but any of yous actually tune into any?
Last night, I watched Catchphrase.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren, proper Saturday night chill. I was all right in some of them, but then some of them, I'm just like, it isn't until you see it, and you're like, oh my God, I'm thick. That makes so much sense, man. I'm actual
dude,
thick. I'm a rubber. But some of them, you're like, nah, I get that, and then you get it, and you're like,
I like Pointless. I'll offer pointless.
I got a call back for Pointless. I applied for it. I've still got the voicemail. It was me and my pal Ben for uni, and we applied to get on it. And he was like, we're actually doing auditions in Glasgow if you guys want to still get involved. And then COVID hit, and it absolutely done us, man.
That's killer, man.
So Ben, who I was doing it with, has been on like 4 game shows, and he has like won cash in that Impossible one. If, I don't know if you've ever seen that.
My guy's got shaking hands with somebody behind the scenes, man. How are you getting in there? Maybe we should be shaking hands with him,
I'll tell you when we're not recording.
All right, okay.
It's also like a route that a lot of folk use to get into like the kind of like the media industries. They'll go into game shows, and then it's like, oh, look, here's me being like a person on telly that you've already seen, and they'll use that to build up.
I'm comfortable in front of the screen.
Andrew Tate, therefore, own Big Brother and all that kind of stuff, it's like that's like a stepping stone to the next thing. And I think a lot of folk went in Big Brother, then became famous.
Then their own celebrity, Big Brother, man.
Love Island and all like that. Obviously, that Molly Maine, that's like she wouldn't have been who she is if she wasn't on that. So it's pretty cool.
It's a pathway, man.
It's pretty much like a ticket to Instagram followers, isn't it?
It's a ticket to a following, and then what you do with the following depends what brands are after you.
Because I don't know if you've watched that Trails. Did you watch that?
No, but our dad's had us by the neck. Watch the Australian one, Tay. Do you know what
watch
I mean?
Watch it, man. It is good. But see the guy that won it, he is like hitting like numbers, man. He's on like every TV program. He was on fucking... What's that? It's like the Soccer Saturday thing, but it's like the Inflows or one in the morning.
Oh, the social.
He was on that and Cun has none just to do with Twitter.
Just
because he was like on a reality show.
That's so mad.
Stupid. Once you're on your own, innit?
Aye.
That's it, man.
You're now in the eye.
Aye, it's getting an eye, literally, man. Big brother.
Aye. Clean like that. Right, what about a cereal of the week then, Jay? Do you want to step up with
you want me to hit
I that? Like this, but I'm at you. On.
Are you just saying run there? Are we just getting into that?
Aye, we'll come back. We'll circle round to what we want to discuss. But if I've done the quote, man, then on you go.
Oh, aye, right. Cereal of the week. Oreos. Oreo O's.
Could you describe for us what they are for anybody that's listening or watching us?
I've got no idea the company that makes them, but it must Mondelez. They must have. Is it Mondelez?
I don't know. I just
actually might right. be. Actually,
do they make Mestre cereals? Aye, Mondelez.
No, but
they
makes just stuff in that realm.
Oh, right, like, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that.
They're one of the big conglomerate companies.
Somehow, like P&G can hang, but for cereal.
Aye. Somehow, but they must have something to do with Oreo or something. So Oreo must be involved somewhere. Anyway. So it's chocolate hoops, like Wheatos, and then like weird white circular disc things that are like saucers. I don't know what they are. They kind of taste good. They're soft.
So are they cream flavoured?
They must be. They must be like vanilla flavoured or something.
So it's still like an form of an Oreo, the substance of an Oreo.
If there is anybody out there, including the one guy from Ecuador, if you used to like Wheatos back in the day and now you're like, Wheatos are all right, but they were like, I'm talking 2002, they were like the craziest chocolate of all time. The Oreo O's are a wee bit like old Wheatos. OG Wheatos, they remind me.
I'll need to try them.
Mind the Wheatos, I don't know if you remember, but the Wheatos, when I go back, made it, it's like the box and it had the guy in the advert. It was like an old guy making them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It was in a factory and he was like checking them. I don't know if anyone's remember. He was on the box, but there was like a Wheatos guy.
Yeah.
Kind of like it was Tony Tite for Frosties, man. Like, there was an actual, there was a Wheatos guy, man.
Aye. I don't know. The milks are all right. They're not like a mate. They wouldn't blow you away, but that's what that's why I like them, because they're like OG Wheatos.
Aura.
Aye, they've got serious Oreos. The milk's all right. And the wee things go soft as onion, so they basically melt in your mouth.
Nice.
Like the onion.
Much RRP price. What are we talking?
Oh.
Because I think price plays a part. Do you know what I mean? You could do a rating if you want, man.
Well, sure. See, the thing
I'm
is.
A visual, whatever.
In Ep 1 of Disco Saloon, I talked about Weetabix, and see now, Weetabix is honestly like a fiver.
Aye,
I think you did quite a lot of them.
Weird that, innit?
Don't know, man. Wheat prices and or something.
And you're not getting on the wheat bisques, do you know what I mean? You're not on the 89p, basically a bit of styrofoam in a box, do you know what I mean?
I think there's 350 for the Oreo O's, but in all honesty, nowadays that's just...
Messy though, is it? Box crave is free.
Shrinkflation, baby. 100%.
Bad day to be me. I wonder. Right, this is the last thing I'll say. When do you think I'm gonna eat cereal? When I'm like, because it's kind of weird. Like, I don't imagine much. 55,
like 70-year-old guy munching a bowl of cereal.
Like, they like porridge and stuff, but like, see, when you're like 52, you don't really eat cereal every day.
I hope you do.
No, but do not think.
I agree.
Do not think you're of like the generation where you grew up eating.
That's true.
Eating cereal, so you will.
Like
your grandparents were like growing up eating like
mad
like
porridge.
Sludge.
Aye.
Like not even porridge, just eating like. Like spider webs and that, man.
Just rando stuff off the counter.
Just dust that's galled in the corner of your kitchen, man. Going on, there's breakfast, man. We'll put that with a can of Spam, it'll be fine.
Well, that was my question. I don't know. I was just like,
you'll be the new wave, old man. Like, well, it'll become the norm.
If anybody's got any specific ideas on whether it's suitable for a 50-plus-year-old man to be eating cereal every day, you can let us know.
And then you can shove your opinion up your ass. He'll be there anyway. See if one person listens to this, by the way, and they've got a cereal they want me to talk about. If one person listens to this, comment a cereal. If you are listening, I don't care who you are, where you are, what you are.
Do it.
Cereal.
100%. We could get him talking for weeks. Do a separate pod on cereal.
Anyway.
The cereal pod.
Well, what is the overall rating of the Oreo O's?
I just zipped my mouth so I can't talk.
Oh, I feel like...
we need a rating.
Wait, a score?
Well, out of 5 star.
Give it
we're
like
a 5.
like a quality rating, milk rating.
Just so we have consistency.
The milk, well, I don't think I've done that for Weetabix, but I mean, I could go back and rest.
Retroactively,
give them both a score then.
Right. Weetabix, 8. Overall score, 8 out of 10.
Right.
The
right.
milk's maybe like a like a 5 on Weetabix, or like a 4, because it's basically just sugary milk. I don't know, like the quality of Weetabix is up there, like 8 or something. Right. I don't know, and then I can't think of anything else. Anyway, Oreos.
Yeah. Aye.
How many O's can you...
Ooh.
All the O's.
Out of 10, like a 6.5, ooh, maybe. The milk bar is probably 7 or 8, but like... Ooh. Overall, they're just like, I don't know, you don't really jump out your seat. I think Weetabix is a good just baseline standard foundational cereal.
I agree.
Whereas Oreo O's are obviously trying to like flash their ass a wee bit and it doesn't really work. So.
Aye.
It's good, but I still like them. But
Weetabix is just like the ready salt at a cereal, and it like it's a sitting at an 8. Like it does the job, it's good for you.
Aye, it's like James Milner.
Aye, it's the James Milner of the cereal.
Right, anyway, who was next?
100%. We'll be going to YouTube video of the week.
I go for my segment.
And my YouTube video, let me just double check so I've got the name so I can actually drop this on here. And I'm going to try and keep it short because it's slightly morbid again. The same as Hangy, but that's just, I'm in my feels with it right now. Okay? So just need to deal with that.
Slaking.
Woo! Right. So the YouTube, I'll plug the channel, which is called Flesh Simulator.
of course it is. Right, nice. Never got it now.
So it's Flesh Simulator, and I've came across him, and he's like a true crime YouTuber, except he delivers everything incredibly deadpan. Like he just stares at the camera and just tells you the facts, and there is no like beating around the bush. There's no flowery language. He just tells you straight, and it is unreal. Like it's kind of like mildly, like you could probably say it's boring. I was falling asleep watching this particular video last night, but it's because I was so comfortable in the guy's presence. Whilst he spoke about, and the video is called Serial Killing for Fun and Profit, right? So, and I'll quickly just go over it. So, basically, what it is it's about this ring of people, right? And it was in the 1970s, it started in 1970. And basically it was this guy and his two assistants, which were like 16-year-old boys, and their escapades capturing young boys and then selling them off to the highest bidder, pretty much. And they were making videos and such like with these young boys. John Wayne Gacy was involved, and there was corruption up, I think it was Chicago, but I'm not what I say for definite, up the political sphere. Like corruption, the CIA covered it up. Like, and I'm no a conspiracy nut, but done like the documents are out there. See. Like, they're actual out there. Like, they released them. It is crack. So, Serial Killing for Fun and Profit, Flesh Simulator on YouTube. 50 minutes, unreal.
50.
It does the deep dive. He's got the actual files, like the CIA files and stuff. It is so good, man. Like,
Ken,
my man's get received.
I know it does.
Do you think we could do like a morbid meter? So like, see, we've got the rating for Jay's cereal.
The milk meter.
Aye, like the milk, with the morbid meter. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, we could say morbidity.
I am the milk man.
Like, in terms of like, if you pure love serial killer stuff and the true crime and that, like how much does it tickle that part of your brain out of 10?
See, that's, I think, why this one particularly stuck with me, because like, I've almost became desensitized to normal true crime break-ins, murders, like stuff like that, right? Like, that's just like, it's just the done thing with a smiley guy or woman and they're like, oh, this happened, right? Like, so normally that stuff, I just stick it as background noise at this point, but see this guy with his deadpan delivery and then just like the subject matter and the it was tickling all the right areas, so I'm nice. Going to get a solid 85% out of 100 on the morbidity meter.
Nice.
And that over time will adjust and change, probably, because depending on what I'm watching, it might not necessarily how morbid it is, but how morbidly interesting it is. So that's, but we'll get an 85%. Nanny's are really into true crime.
I do like any, it a wee bit, but maybe no.
So I've actually been listening to a guy. So I usually listen to like scary stories to fall asleep.
My guy.
What is it with folk in this, so man?
Like, neither dare you don't.
But like, it's like, I need silence.
You look me that way.
That's my game.
I found a lot of my audience.
This guy called Snook, so he does like these Snook. Like hour and a half long videos, and it's just him like talking about like Reddit scary stories.
I think I've seen that Snook before. I actually used to. Like, does he do creepy pastas? No,
I probably used to. Yeah, he's got that kind of. He's got like a great voice for it. But let's see, a guy's like, does that Bad Things True Crime? You've watched that? It's like where they like do the. Like what most likely happened, and it's like the most like Bush like mysteries and that, and they give like a definitive like thing that they think. So they talk about like JonBenet Ramsey and like anyone like any like disappearance and that, and they're like talking about what they think happened. So there was like a Madeleine McCann one, and they go into like some like mad details and stuff.
Do they have that one with a woman? There was a one that I mind that I watched on YouTube. Like years ago, and it was a woman in a fish tank. I think I spoke to you, Aaron, about it once.
Do you mean the water cooler on top of the hotel? Yeah.
And she get funded in the elevator. Did they ever find out it? Like,
I think she just had a psychotic break and climbed up there. I think that was what it was. I don't know if they didn't have like, enough footage to say like 100%, but there was nae defensive wounds or anything. I don't think it was like.
I mean, being absolutely terrified. It was so unsettling, man. Like that story.
Aye, there was.
Video I watched, it was good at making you feel unsettled. Anyway,
100%. As I remember hanging that story, and then it was I'd watched like 10 videos about the same thing, and by the end of it, I was like, all right, probably wasn't anything too bush. But what about you, Jay? You never dip into this.
Off the top of my head, I can't even remember what this podcast is called, but there was one I did listen to, and I can't even remember any of the crimes or nothing. I remember, like, one of the very first episodes was, like, some school in America, and, like, I think this lassie might have went to, like, a library or something. She was meant to be meeting her boyfriend, and then apparently it was a boyfriend that killed her.
Was a good chance of a husband.
It's like a pure famous podcast, whatever it is, and I had to listen to it in a podcast class in college because the lecturer loved it. I'll need to try and fin it.
If you fin it, let us
know. Because I actually liked it, and I think it was because it was like the host, like they broke it all down. It was basically like a documentary, except it was...
I think that's a lot of folks' favourite way of consuming true crime now as well, podcasts, because like they can go into more detail because the length, like they're not worrying about how long a YouTube video is.
There was one that was about the Atlanta child killers. I don't know if you've ever dipped into that. It was like a really professional like radio station did like a series, and they went like proper ham on it,
and
I was in because I was like listening to it doing like pizza deliveries. And I was like, I wasn't getting out of the car for like deliveries because I was like,
I love that because I did stuck the same in. Thing when I'm doing the deliveries. I'm locked good. In a story, and I'm like, oh, man, like they're gonna wait a couple of minutes for their milkshake. Like
I was saying that one, man. It's on like Apple Podcasts and that. I think it's just called Atlanta Child Murders or something.
What's that one? And it's the two women that host it. It's like two American women. I don't mind that one either.
Junkies, which is like
they were in Glasgow doing a tour. I can't remember what they're called.
I'd like to take an opportunity to plug the That Chapter podcast because it's the only true crime one that I watch, and Uncle Mike is daddy, so know that he'll ever see this, but like I'm going to plug you anyway, my babe. Like, you know, 100%. And that brings us on to Callum for his album of the week.
Let's go.
This is like a low-key one. So actually, I didn't realise how low-key this one was, but it has like the less than 1,000 listens.
Less than 1,000
That's low-key.
Low-key.
Somebody's cooking up in the desert.
Yeah, it's Lawrence Arabia style.
I like it.
But so it's Sketch, it's a rapper called Sketch 185 and a producer called Analog Tape Dispenser.
Ooh.
So they had an album called New Age Middle Finger. And so I only got involved with this Sketch 185, not personally involved with, but I only found out about him because he sent to this label called Backwoods Studios, which was like Armand Hammer and Billy Woods and all that, like Fatboy Sharif and Akai Solo, which is a bunch of like cool abstract rappers who are like kicking about there now. Nice. So that's how I got to know him. But this like album was before he joined Backwoods, and it's like hard, man. Like it's heavy. Like his lyrics are like mad political, and he's spitting so hard. Like he is going for it, man. Like he is running out of breath halfway through sentences and all that.
A guy's got a purpose.
I'll say this like line to you. So this is like the opening line to one of the tunes. Break bread times, hammer and sickle, divide it benevolent, make music so children don't uprise in silence. Ooh, like he is hitting,
nice.
He's hitting some like imagery in that.
Spitting some nasty stuff, man.
Like pure energetic, proper boom bap. I'm loving it, man. Nice. Like really good. Would recommend.
Unreal stuff.
Like high.
Out of 10.
Why?
Oh, oh yes, I so there's a couple of like, so it's like 2011 this was, so it's a wee bit dated, a couple of the tunes, but some of the tunes go so hard. Like there's one that has like a sitar sample in it, and it goes hard.
I need to tell us what a sitar
oh,
is.
Oh, a sitar's the game.
So see, see like the big like Indian guitar?
Almost it's what I do, like something better than Virgin, but it's what, see, like, see in any film ever, if you see like an Indian place.
Aye, I know, aye, aye.
The guitar.
And it's got that noise.
I could even like make the sound.
Neither could I.
Well, you've definitely seen it. It's like the guy sits like that, and he's got the guitar in his lap, and it's huge, and it's got like 10 different
like it with the like if it was like a old film, it'd be getting a snake out of a basket or something.
Any old
like the Crash Bandicoot like level where they've got the magic carpets, not it's probably got a sitar cooking.
So it makes you think of like a bunch of guys sitting in a room in like a temple with like the incense burning, and they're all like meditating. So that's like the sound of
and
it.
And he uses that in one of the tracks. That's one of the
and
tracks.
It's peak,
kind of mad, man.
I would give it. So I'm gonna give it an 8.5 because like the lyrics are like insanely good. Like he's such a good rapper, and I can't believe that he's like this like not known.
Aye,
which is sick.
Yeah, you maybe bring him a couple of extra listeners if we get any.
Therefore, man,
his listening echo though is like went sky high
from Nebde to one, man. It's wild.
Yeah, so that's a New Age Middle Finger 2011 Sketch 185 Analog Tape Dispenser.
Right,
mouthful,
sweet.
But that's probably why, because it's a fucking mouthful to say.
Maybe.
But he's sick.
Doesn't roll off the tongue when they're saying it in Radio 1, does it?
No. That's why he's not there.
Nah.
That's that.
I like that. Like the class. Sound of it. Like the sound of it, absolutely.
Yeah. Get your ears around that one.
And I think we should probably, just whilst we're at it, us three now have a rating system. We're going to need to invent one right here
for
now.
For the quotes.
Aye, that's true.
We're going to need to give you one because we can't all be going, what's your rating? And then you don't get a rating.
Right, okay. So came all day, right?
What will we call it?
I've got a scale in my head. Right. So like, see how you were saying, oh, the lyrics, not that, like, oh, it goes hard, right? We're going it. So a quote, I think, can also go hard.
Aye.
So like, I think this week's quote saying somebody else has to tell you you're great, you can't tell yourself you're great. It's kind of easy mode. It's not quite hitting there like, whoa, I'm getting out of my bed today and I'm going to shred the earth. Do you know what I mean?
So how are you going to do the scale? Because yours are numerical. So it's just...
So we want to join the numerical?
No, you don't need to do numerical. But if you're saying that's easy mode, what are we aspiring on this podcast like, for you to get to? Sicko mode?
Like, I'd be like easy, medium, hard... Like concrete, and then like I don't know what's the hardest like hang in the world,
diamond.
Man.
Diamond hard.
Either that, or I could go like 1 to 5, and it was like a 2 this week. Yeah. Whatever you're feeling.
Aye. Could also be something like. Who's not get the quotes? I was going to say Peter Griffin, but he probably does. But like Peter Griffin to like Marcus Aurelius. Or
aye. He's just like a like.
Could go for like SpongeBob to like meditations. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
My guy was hitting SpongeBob this week, maybe. Aye,
SpongeBob sentence.
Aye.
SpongeBob hits, man.
Well, SpongeBob probably does have some good lore in there that just make the kids go, whoa,
probably,
I think some.
Probably
some
Patrick
shit.
Stars, I don't know. Patrick.
Aye.
The Hoover for Teletubbies, that.
Aye.
He's not just making that noise. So, the Hoover for Teletubbies could be the bomb.
To like Tinky Winky.
Aye.
Can't remember its name right
I'll
now.
Let the baby son. Baby son does need to say, and man, he's hard.
Just goes,
but I'd say it was like easy level this week. Nothing too crazy. Sweet. I think it's quite good, like, oh, aye. Somebody else has to tell you you're great, but it's not like there is ones where you read it and you're like,
aye, that's peak.
Aye.
You've got me back, aye.
Right. That's sweet. And what that'll do just nicely caps us all 4 days off. We've all got a rating system that can lead us into our next segment starting now. Hola. So, our next segment, right? So, what we're going to discuss is why we're doing this, the podcast, and what the podcast is. So, like, Disco Saloon, why Disco Saloon? So somebody wanted to kick us off. Why we're doing it? If no, I mean it.
I mean, you're locking me straight in the soul, so...
Go for it.
Aye. So we're talking specifically why I'm doing this?
I suppose why we're doing it in general.
Aye. All right.
Aye.
I'd say the main theme that we're doing this is because we want to do something rather than no do something.
Aye.
Because I think, and specifically for me, and I reckon there's some resonation we use as well.
Resonation, yes.
That we've spent a lot of time talking about things and saying we're going to do things and that we're going to be specific types of people and then it doesn't happen. And man's tired of being that. Man's tired of being tired and he's tired of being scared. And he's my guy's trying to rip the 12 tog covers off him and get out of his bed. Know what I mean? Instead of a podcast with his three white friends, know what I mean? This is it.
What else were we going to do but start a podcast?
Exactly.
Aye.
What else you got to do?
Sitting in your house, wanking off the pop idol. Fuck that. Tottenham away. So that's where the podcast. No, I suppose there's many reasons for us. For me, definitely a wee bit of doing rather than just saying you've got to do things. Folk listening in. Not just myself, I know this. I maybe wouldn't count Callum, couldn't McKeith in this, but us three, me, Bradley, Jay, we are very much dreamers. Like, we are big time, aren't we? Like, we like to say and yap a lot of nonsense. How many harebrained schemes across the years?
200.
Many.
200 million harebrained schemes. Like, and we're constantly cooking them up. And this is one of these schemes, but if you're listening to this, the one random guy from Venezuela, right? Like, if you're listening to this, then that means that we're actually doing it. So that means something in the context of our individual meaningless lives, I suppose. What about you, Carl? Because we say you're a dreamer. Not so much a dreamer. You're a doer. You're in a band. You've got a degree in whatnot.
You don't dream, you act.
I'm just trying to reach an emotional psychological breakthrough.
Yes.
I'm just trying to.
That's an answer.
Trying to find who I am.
Fucking right.
Cook. Right. Let him cook.
Hopefully the answer comes within like season two.
That would be ideal.
Hopefully.
I mean, I'd like that and all. I'd like some balance of my chakra. I am looking for
this pod to go deep, and we end up with tears at some point. I would love tears.
No.
Trust. Think of that, man.
Across time, tears will come.
Tears on the mic, man.
100%.
Tears will come.
All around.
I'm just looking to just hang out with my bros, man.
It's good fun. Like, that's the thing, isn't it? Like,
because we don't get to do that. No. Enough.
This is hang time, like, for the boys. For the boys. And then, like, Jay, any wee vignettes for yourself?
I can think of three reasons after that.
Tell us all.
Uno would be, I'm sick of being the guy in my life that just talks rubbish 24/7 to everybody I meet, and nobody really cares, but then there might be folk that care. And so the folk that care, I need them to care that I care.
I like that.
Because honestly, I'll just find myself talking to folk and I'm like, they have no idea. And know that I'm not, I think I'm better than somebody just because I'm talking about things, but like, I just talk so much yappa, 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 and then I'm looking at somebody and I'm like, they don't care. But there might be somebody there that
so
does
care. So you're
just
trying to create an opportunity for
yapping.
Because you like yapping.
Oh, joke for
there
him.
You go,
yes,
man.
King, like,
aye.
Go there off,
go.
King.
Go off, 100%.
DOS would be a good supplement for my studies. Practice editing, chance to make a podcast, all that kind of stuff.
I would never have thought of that one. That's a good one.
Very productive.
Like, and it's also just like a thing you can just like tell people and no one like a brag. You'd be like, oh,
aye, but like
a day something
like the same way you would say that you play football for like your local team. Like,
exactly.
You're not bragging about it. It's just something you do.
Your third place. We spoke about having a third place. Like, folk go to the pub. Do you know what I mean? I don't go to the pub. We don't go to the pub.
Yeah, but not so much pub goals.
Do you know what I mean?
Days.
Some like we like going to the cinema and all that. Like, but like an actual third place, like a work personal life then
podcast.
That sounds like a decent wee life, man.
We've been brickier this for a while, by the way. Well, we cooked it like 2 weeks ago, but this has been 5 years in the making.
We'll talk about Sutton like this for a while.
We wanted to do something along these lines. And what is the third?
I think the third reason probably links in with the first one. But I honestly would really just like to be the guy that in like 10 years' time says, Ken, because like Focal Day, like you're in a band now. I don't have a band.
I don't.
Therefore, in 30 years, I can't say to my children that you've got a TikTok or not. Aye. I've got none of this stuff.
Aye.
So I'm thinking in like 30 years, if I'm talking to my weddings and they're like, or like your grandmains or whatever the hell, and they're like, what did you do when you were younger? You can't just say, oh, like I was doing the weds with my pals boozing, because that's no, like,
it fades. That fades.
This, however, is actually like your day in a podcast. You're in a band, that kind of thing, where you can tell folk, be proud of it, and be like,
aye.
It's something, it's and it's interesting. It's not just, I was the loutiest lout of all time.
It's the dedication of time, the process, everything else. It's not just, like, technically, anybody could fling together a podcast. They could buy the £2 mics off TikTok.
We literally have.
Right, you can, podcast. But we're going to treat it with a wee bit of like passion and energy that
we'll care about it.
And if air folk eventually care about it, that's brilliant. If they don't, we're going to do it anyway, and that's what matters.
We're going to do it anyway. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry.
So, we're going to do it anyway, and I would say that's pretty on the money. And I think across the board, we've kind of covered off everything that we could add in there. For next, we could say like, just an explanation, because you might be scratching your noggin going, what does Disco Saloon mean? Aye. Is this a disco podcast? Is this a podcast about cowboys? No, it's not actually, but what about, Callum, you can kind of give the wee vignette, the story that came about with the group chat that us four have, if you want to give the
vignette. Yes, you're the god, the creator.
Was it me that made it?
I knew that.
I,
the horse.
Yeah. Oh, that's
aye,
the stallion.
You made it then, you named it. You named
did
it.
I name it?
Aye.
I forgot about that.
I mean,
because we keep the receipts.
Well, I keep the receipts.
I don't know.
I think it rings a bell, man. Because I think it was after we did the Barbenheimer.
Currently, I'm not going to bust your bubble.
It was after we did the Barbenheimer.
Yes, Barbenheimer, baby.
Does it have a? Does see that group chat? Does it have a full stop at the end yet?
No. I don't think so.
Right, no, don't know then. Right, anyway, continue.
No, it does not.
Because so we did. Did we do Barbie first and then Oppenheimer? We did Oppenheimer first,
I think.
And then we did Barbie. We all went and seen Oppenheimer separate.
And then we went and seen
Barbie. Did we not see it together?
No, Beanie went and seen it.
Oh, we saw it with Cam beating that because Mindy was wearing that Japan top.
Specific reference.
We went and seen Oppenheimer, and we didn't even know until we got outside and we locked in Cammy and goes, he took his hoodie off and goes, Cammy, you're wearing a Japan tap. And he's like, his face dragged, and we're like, hey, you're just in there representing the voiceless.
Did we not go see with Danny as well? Was it Danny and Cammy?
I thought it was Gary, and Gary was there. Did we go with Gary?
No,
I sure we went.
I actually can't remember.
You went yourself the night before.
Did we?
I feel that there wasn't just two years, but I feel that there was another man. Another person there.
Anyway, what were we talking about before? It was
the four of us went to Barbie. Yep. And we fucking loved Barbie
so much. It touched me in places I'd never been touched.
We'll get into that.
100%.
Like, we should do like a full episode dedicated to Barbie, because that's the reason why we're here.
That is actually true.
A Barbie one could be actually great. You wouldn't even need to
do a green room one if you watch it.
I'll watch it.
We could do a back-to-back green Barbie.
Barbie room, maybe.
Aye. But so we went and seen Barbie,
and then we got good. So the wee bar that they made when the Kens took over was Kendom Saloon.
Yeah,
because it was Kendom, wasn't it? Like they named it Kendom.
After Barbie, it wasn't Barbie Land. It was Kendom. After that. Aye.
And so obviously Kendom Saloon is just a funny name.
Aye.
Yeah.
So we went for the kit, named it Kendom Saloon. Big. beautiful stallion as the icon.
This is the group chat, like, this is specifically, we called it the Kendom Saloon, and it was the big stallion.
But this is like an offshoot from the main disco chat, which I'm actually, in the grand scheme of things, fresh to the disco.
I'm not an OG disco man.
My bedroom is a COSH 2015 chat.
That's how old we are, folks, by the way.
That's like nine years ago, and that was like just a group chat getting made to make a holiday happen. We'd probably just left school because it was like planning a holiday for the next summer, so we'd probably just left school that summer.
I
don't even remember who was in it. I don't know the OG members.
It was quite different at the start. It's actually this is Disco 3000, which is our group. So there's like the four of us, but then there's an air 12, I believe.
I think there's more than us.
16 or 17.
So like there's an air 12, 13 or so members of our big group chat, and that's like the pals that we would like, we'll go to their weddings and stuff, do you know, like that kind of way. Called Disco 3000, which is a reference to the song by Pulp, Disco 2000. And the group chat before Disco 3000 was called Disco 2000. So there's a lot of lore there, right? But our big group, Disco, we've got that association, then our individual one.
Why did it change?
Because
the song was singing about 2000, then it was passed.
Did you not get a new phone? Were you the admin and got a new phone?
I think I've always been an admin.
So you had to make an air group? So there was a forgotten...
So there's all these like lost to the sands of time like, group chats.
I ken this only as your brother, like, because I hung about with obviously a lot of the boys, but wasn't like that wasn't my crew
for the lore lovers. Bradley had his own group of friends and when I was at uni and stuff. So he had all this kind of group. Then when he came back down, I was like, no, like, let's get him integrated into my group. Aye. And then that was like a kind of, it was a short process because Bradley's funny and a good laugh and likeable. So like it was an easy process.
I try too hard sometimes.
I didn't even realise this could be a podcast itself.
I could.
Aye. I'm smart, but
we could actually deep on the Disco 3000.
I like just lower, straight lower.
I remember the night I got added in, like, clear as day. We did like a proper signing. I've got like a signing photo with Aidan Rooney. He's
so
got
class.
The back of my top as if I've actually signed a contract. On the Firewater dance floor as well.
Joke, we could next.
We can deep dive that like 100%. And
group
like
chat lore.
Any episode, just group chat lore. And like, it might not be the most interesting, but we're passionate about it. So then we will bring that good energy for the last
show. Podcast, and I care about it.
We can do what we want, I suppose.
So obviously, that leads us to Disco Saloon, because we couldn't use Kendom because we would get copyrighted with Disney guys.
You know, the big bucks don't want Disney doing our necks.
And plus, they end up white buys out.
Or Mattel or whoever.
And like Disco Saloon is like a nice dichotomy of like a feminine ideal.
Yep.
And then Saloon's obviously quite a masculine.
Aye, like, devil patriarchy thing, sentence.
Which
like...
is also funny because Disco is obviously a Jarvis Crocker reference, who is like a man who's talking about marriage in that song and woman. But then Saloon is from like a Barbie movie, which is another weird thing. So it's like two dichotomies next to each other, but in reverse, they're actually like another dichotomy. Do you know what I mean?
Let him cook.
That's like a weird little thing. So
this podcast is a paradox, mate.
Thinking man's podcast.
Do you know you spoke to me on that brain just when I have no idea what's happening anymore, but yeah, let him cook. Do you feel me? Oh no, I don't know.
What was the first reference to when you said it was a something Jarvis reference?
Pulp. Jarvis. He's the writer. Yeah. Because obviously Disco 2000 is about a bird that he then doesn't see and he hopes to see again, you know?
And then she's like got married and all that, and he's like, oh, fuck, she's got married, and I'm like, just three seconds. So that's like a cool little thing. That is pretty sweet.
So we like merge it together.
Aye, that can't, like, so then we've got our Disco Saloon, and that is why it's... The Disco Saloon podcast. Yep. So it is. And just for anybody, like, I imagine if you've made your way here and you're, like, still tuned in at this point, we'll have YouTube. So if you're listening to it, you can watch it and see all the weird hand movements and weird faces that we put and everything else, which, I mean, will probably have its own element of humour. But it'll also be on, like, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, everything else. Like, we'll tick all the boxes with that stuff, won't we?
I don't even know why I sat there. I just sat
up. Feeling it for the culture. Aye. And we'll be trying. We'll be trying to learn how to do clips and all that kind of stuff, which will then be Instagram and TikTok. We've already secured both those. Is that right?
We're on the Instagram at Disco Saloon. Nay underscores.
We are the first Disco Saloon.
The words Disco and Saloon have never been uttered in the same sentence before until now.
Yep. So if you're listening / watching, you can go and follow Instagram or TikTok, Disco Saloon, straight up at Disco Saloon.
We'll start sharing the socials and start posting on it as soon as it starts to get the ball rolling.
We'll get all that stuff. You can see our four sexy mugs every now and then, 100%.
Aye. Probably links to our stuff and our socials at one point, but
like we'll get all that. Like Jay's actually got his in wee, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, a wee photography setting that you
we decided to rub my genie's lamp and get the dust off the camera.
Yes.
Never used to try and see if we can maybe do something.
100%. That's what we're utilising to record this for YouTube. Jay made a rather hefty purchase. How long ago was that?
I didn't have it when I was up in Stirling. I was like, I need to find purpose. Where is the purpose? Show me him.
And since then, you hadn't really utilised it much.
No.
And do you mind telling the listeners how much dough was spunked on this camera that never got used?
I like numbers, and many other people must like numbers.
So I spent that on a camera, and then have used it.
Aye, and now you've got your photography Instagram.
Aye.
Do you want to plug that?
I'll plug that.
Get it plugged.
It's called A Flare of the Lens, but easier to find would be at Jay Shikari on Instagram, and then it's in my bio.
Boom. There you go.
Double plug.
Fitted
by the Lecky, Sparky, whatever.
That's for all your photography needs. Flare of the lens.
You were double plugging with a USB on the side too, man.
It. You've got it, but you've got it.
No, I'm all for it. Plug away, mate.
Whilst I'm at it. I mean,
you've already quietly plugged.
My TikTok account, if you want to, again, see my face or anything for like 30 seconds to a minute or so. Sometimes eating food, sometimes making jokes, whatever, at Moussa Dembini. And do you know, actually, I'm just going to take this opportunity, right, like whilst we're here, just to explain the Moussa Dembini thing, because because a lot of folk think I'm a Celtic fan, and I'm no, that's I'm definitely no a Celtic fan. My dad would not let me come back in the podcast.
Say it louder for the dad in the back.
If that was the case.
I'm a Kamalic fan.
We could probably just, like, whilst we're hanging, like, I'll explain this wee section, but then you could give, like, a wee tidbit on, like, your football teams, your affiliations. But so, for myself, my TikTok, Moussa Dembini, and the reason the name is like that, it's been like that for, like, 2011 or something? Because you can probably, like, run about that time. When did we make Instagram? Because we would have made it a bit the same time.
Was it not for your Twitter?
I had Instagram and Twitter. I had Twitter before I had Instagram, so it depends if you had Twitter before you had Instagram.
I had Instagram
in 2012 and I had Twitter in like 2010 or something. So 2011.
We could probably say that, which, by the way, dear listener, was 13-ish years ago.
Yikes,
we are old. We were on social media before Snapchat existed, so if you're just like one of these mad yokels that grew on Snapchat, like, we'll know they guys.
No, not at all.
But anyway, Moussa and the name, or the Moussa Dem, is Moussa Dembele, but not the one that played with Celtic. It's the one that played with Spurs, my Belgian goat. It was a centre mid. He had an Ercelet steal, and he was a baller, mate. Like, it was so good. Go and watch his highlight reel. Like, do we all agree?
No, he was a baller. Like, he was an absolute baller, man.
He was the guy. And then my nickname is Beanie, as you have picked up for Callum's intro, along with the other various names. Loco Yoko tonight.
I like Loco Yoko.
I think that's funny. But that's it. So I'm not a Celtic fan. But I'm a Tottenham fan and Rangers affiliated, you could say, by family. And Jay, for you with football?
So with football, I'm an Arsenal fan. I don't really support a Scottish football team.
No.
So I never really had one.
You have been to Ibrox, but...
Been to Ibrox, been to Rugby Park, been to Celtic Park.
Where did you most recently go?
I've been to Park.
Have you?
Aye, when I was younger, aye. Oh, right, my dad's pal was a Celtic fan. Oh, I just liked fitness. Right. That's one of the things.
Fair enough.
So I've been everywhere. No, no, saying that. Quickly, why we've got. How many minutes have I got left? Two?
Three? Oh,
aye,
still
the fourth one or third one or whatever I'm reckon. But, Jay Shikari.
And Jay Shikari, what even is that?
I'm telling you, I still go into places now and they're like, what's your email? And I'm like, oh no. But it is a very humbling experience because you're like, oh, this must be what it feels like to be foreign in England or something. And you're like, this is my name. And they're like, I don't understand. So I'll say that and I was like, that must sound like a weird, like all my socials, my email, my main email address, everything I make an account, I'm like, Jay Shikari. Like,
aye.
And folk used to come up to me and go, is your second name Shikari?
That's, do you know?
And I'm like, aye. I'm like, Ken, I wish I could say aye to you, but so there's a band called Enter Shikari, and they were like, the first band I went and seen live, with like, nae parental guardian with me.
Present, yep.
So the band I've seen most. I think I went and seen them first when I was like 14. What am I now? 27. I think I've probably seen them 13 times because it averages like once a year.
That's dedication to the cause.
They're like that because I'm
Miller.
And so I don't know. I think it was just one of the things when it was like somebody said it once and it was like your ears just went, that sounds unreal. Jay Shikari.
I've been calling you Jay Shack for my phone, your number,
same on mine.
Contact him's been Jay Shack.
So maybe actually,
like,
can I
day
have a nickname?
I don't call you Jay Martin.
I was going to actually add a wee extra point in there is that, like, see when social media first kicked off and it was like Instagram, Twitter, and like early days Snapchat as well, your name on that was often how you were referred to by folk for different schools. Further afield. Yeah. So, like, a lot of folk, and this is not just like a social media, like me making TikToks. When I was going to house parties when I was 16, folk thought my name must have been somewhere run about Musa. Like, that was like, and folk would stop to this day, folk call me Musa and don't know my name is Aaron. Because of that. So, that I, Jay Shikari, we could probably actually.
I was called Dafazine for ages.
Dafazine?
Dafazine.
Dafazine?
So, I used to get called Fazine. I got loads of names.
Oh. Right, Fajin.
Oh,
but then,
Fajin.
I named my Twitter name after. So, I picked a random album and it was The Carter by Lil Wayne. And because it was THA, The Carter, I was like Dafazine. But then, folks just started to call me Dafazine.
It's funny how that it clicks on and then it becomes a thing. But that was especially at that time, I was the individual was synonymous with a social media presence. Now it's a bit different because we all live real lives and we have jobs and
we're normal folk.
We're not just like school wains that go to parties. We're not that anymore.
Straight up men in the world, man.
But it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. You've got your own man as well. Then that
across that's like a deed Twitter account as well.
Do not dig that
up. There's definitely some slurs
on
that one.
Oh, there will be.
I think we've all jobs.
Because
that's like the sensibilities.
When you're 12, you don't care, man.
The sensibilities for a 14 year old. No, then was different, and we can't hoard ourselves in contempt for stuff that was said when we were 13 in 2011. We can't. Cancel me if you want, right? Like, just do it.
Try me.
Try me. I am uncancelable.
What's your nickname for?
You've got a story.
I've probably actually got the longest nickname here, longest standing nickname.
Yours exists before social media. Social media one.
Because half of yours was after our uncle got called.
Oh, I didn't even mention that, our uncle is called Beanie. Young Beanie.
Aye.
Or Wee Beanie. Small Beanie.
I kind of got Wee Beanie. But then you came about. So folk that were older would call me Wee Beanie. But then it became aye. So, because I've had many nicknames. But obviously, being Ginger, there used to be a boy that stayed down the street for me. His name was Ian. And I can't remember what happened, but I was like 8 or 9, and he said I looked like Chesney for Coronation Street. And every day, he used to go, "Oh, there's wee Chesney. And I kind of liked it, and I'm no joke, I stared at my nickname. I'm a shameless man. I went up to a boy called Dean Hawkshaw at school. said a guy called me Chesney, he called me Chesney, and then it stuck. I was 9. I made my nickname off the back of somebody else.
So, I mean, they technically made it then.
I go to half Ian down the road, but then I get called Chesney. And then for there, I get called, so my Twitter name was Chesney with 3 Y's, or it's Chesney, something like that. I think it was Chesney with 3 Y's. Same as yours, like Jay Shaq. The fizzing, and they missed them being it. So if you went to his parties and you were drinking Frosty in some random field, somebody'd be like, "Oh, you're that Chesney guy." And folk, my name is Chesney. I mind I was in a class with a boy at school. His name was Ian, but it was spelled Eoin. And he walked up to me once and he was like, "Your real name's Chesney, but isn't it? It is actually Chesney." And I was like, "No. You're in like the same maths class as me. My name's
didn't
Bradley.
Register.
My name's Bradley Reed." Like, what?
What's his name?
Ian Hughes. Do you mind, Mr. Hughes? It's his son. Aye. He was in my maths class.
Is that a name or a measurement of time?
Aye, but I'm sure he's
PBS Eons.
Eon, but aye, he used to get called Eon sometimes. It was sound.
Ken, just when you were saying that thing about that username,
aye,
that's like blew a fart off in my brain. Aye. And a good fart, no way. Smelly ones. We basically, we cannot start this conversation because I've just looked at the time. We're 57 minutes.
I will peel it back.
We could drop a bomb to peel back a layer for maybe when we're doing this next time.
We're going to just do nicknames in episode 14.
We basically live in a Black Mirror episode because we grew up in a time where folk were known as a number a number.
Aye.
Wait, how?
Well, because you were known as Know Your Name, so it's almost like a Black Mirror
because
episode.
It was online.
It's almost like the year 2300 and your name is 8570.
Your name's like binary code or something.
Aaron's bashing on the screen going, "My name's Aaron, it's not Moose,
they,
it's
they
Aaron."
Also had ats at the start, so it was aye. At something.
Aye. Aye. Oh, that was a thing as well, aye. Yeah. That's pretty cool, actually.
Anyway.
It's interesting.
But that, if I can continue, is that right?
I go.
Just, yeah, you go.
So, because there is a bit of lore, but it was Chesney. So, what happened was, I went to school, I got called Chesney, but Aaron's pals, which are now my pals,
yep,
called me Cheese for Chesney. I don't know where that came from, right? But I started going Cheese, or Young Cheese, and then it was there for me. We kind of get, I think Aaron called me, was it you that started it?
Therefore. But then it's because your family calls you Cheese.
Who was it called me Cheese?
Like Ross and Scott.
Oh, Ross. Aye.
Ross so does anyway.
Our uncles used
Beanie.
To call us Cheese.
Big Beanie calls him
Big,
Cheese.
Big Beanie.
I'm Wee Beanie.
Calls me Cheese.
Aye.
So there was Cheese, and then Aaron
cheese
would call
and
me,
beans.
Call me Cheese and Beans, which never looks actual stuck, by the
no,
way.
No, it never
and beans.
Did. Never
Not
did.
Really.
No.
So it was Cheese, then like Tree calls me Cheese all the time.
Aye.
You kind of call me Ches, but...
Aye.
But it was like, so I was Chesney in school, then I got called Cheese in our pal group, and then when I went to uni, I got called Ches, because my pal at the time that I moved to Inverness way called me Ches, and then, I moved away, I came home, folk called me Chesney, and I think about 3 folk my entire life have actually called me Bradley, and that's my name.
And I never did, and I'm his brother.
Aye.
No, well, I no, man, don't know.
I mind that my best pal, his name's Ryan Short, but it's called Shorty. I called him Ryan once, and it was the weirdest experience ever. He never calls me Brad Leela. It's a weird thing. But aye, that's
nicknames
my nickname.
Are strange.
Aye, I love my nickname, but it feels like a caricature of myself. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Do you know what I mean? It feels like an external version of who I am.
I'd also like to add in that because yours is fat. Say that word again. Thazian.
Da Fazine.
Aye, we maybe should clear that that isn't the actual.
That's not his nickname, but like, as in, that's like the old, like
that
the.
That was like.
The handle slash kind of hanging, whereas like we call Callum McKeith. That's like McKeith.
So the story with McKeith as well, because I used to get called DJ Callum McKeith at school.
Did you?
So that's because
you were cooking beats and folk were like,
I used to make beats when I was like 14. There was one.
You were that guy, man.
There was one I got sold to that group called the Tongue Acrobats, and they made it into a song called Worst Cunts. I was 14 when I made that.
We should probably clear up by cooking beats. He wasn't making food with beetroots. He means he was producing music.
I was making hard-hitting fucking piano looks, man.
Cooking beats? Cooking
soul, man.
I love
cooking
that.
Cooking mama.
Anyway, that's a story for another one.
Aye, absolutely. Because I think we're probably approaching a bit time for this episode, so we can probably close it out. We'll say a sayonara, goodbye.
This is actually going to be wild,
man. It's sad that, like, because I feel like we've got so much material that, like, and this one that we want to squeeze the juice out of, but you just need to come back next week. We're not sure on the days when these will be getting posted yet, but just keep an eye. We will be posting on the social feeds and stuff when stuff's gone live. So, for me, adios, sayonara.
Au revoir, mon ami.
Keep it rocking.
Keep it rocking, my guys. Much love.
Get ye.
I'll get ye.
Yuck like that.